Chav Dalet Shvat Siman Samech Beis Halacha Tezvah. And we're going to Siman Samech Gimel Halacha Aleph. So we're continuing with very important halachas when it comes to business. And there's a concept called Mishapola. What is that referring to? It's based on the Gemara of Metzia, Paskin, and Shulchan Aruch. It's referring to the following. If someone makes an acquisition, if that acquisition was a valid acquisition, then there's nothing to talk about. You can't retract from the actual sale that took place. There's no reneging because it was already done. But if someone just paid some of the purchase price, or even if there was some type of mark that the seller said to the buyer that you could do in front of the buyer, which implies that they've already sealed the deal, they just didn't make an actual acquisition. The halacha is that if someone now reneges, whether it's the seller or the buyer, he did not do what's called a Maisa Yisrael. He's not acting like a Jew. And he has to accept upon himself Misha Pola. What does Misha Pola mean? Misha Pola literally means the one that punished different people, throughout history, is going to punish this person that is reneging and not keeping his word. Quite a scary statement. Now, what does that even mean? So what exactly happens? So the Kitzur says, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, different opinions exactly what's done. But essentially, it's the Beis Din that goes and pronounces either about the person or that is doing this right now, or if he doesn't, if he reneges and doesn't keep his word, then whoever punished the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga and Anshei Sedoim VaAmorah, quite a package of history of people that got punished terribly, he will be punished. So too, this person who is not keeping his word. We see from here what power one's word is. Now, the Kitzur continues. So that's really, let's call it two levels. There's the acquisition level, then there's what's called Misha Pora, where a person already started paying some of the purchase or did an act that shows that that the decision was already made, and now the only thing that left is an actual Kenyan, an actual acquisition act. Now, that's a level Misha Pora. There's another type of person where money was never paid. He never marked anything, and of course the Kenyan, no acquisition was done. So if they decided on a price, the right thing to do is not to retract. Now, someone who retracts is not going to get Misha Pola. He's called, what Chazal say, Mechusle Amana. He's not trustworthy. He's not keeping his word. He's not a trustworthy person. Amana means of Lashon Emuna. I can't trust this guy. The rabbis are not happy with this guy. Why? Because it's proper for a Jew to stick to his word. Unbelievable. And it's based on the Pasuk in Tzfanya. We don't speak deceit. Of course, the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, as also Gemara Mamtia, there are times, exceptions, but generally speaking, a person does not say things that he's not going to do. And Yirei Shamayim, so that's level three, is Mechusle Amana. Money was never decided, no money was given, and they agreed on a price. So at that point, we have a concept of Mechus Amana. There's one more level. We'll call the Midas Chasidus. Someone that thought in his heart and decided, there's two parts. He thought in his heart and he also decided that he's going to go with the sale. He's going to, let's say, sell the house to a person for a certain amount of money. And this guy doesn't know. So the buyer is offering him more money. The halacha is that he should keep his machshavas that he decided in his heart. It's based on the pasuk Dovid Emes Bavali. This is an amazing chiddush. It's not an obligation. It's not considered mechus amana, but it's something to strive for. Like I said, this applies both to the buyer or the seller or anything. Kitzur goes on to say, in ben adam lechaveroi, a person should really fulfill the thoughts of his heart if he decided to do something good, amazing. And he's able to do it, and he's able to deliver it. The exception is his own needs. And so long as there's no any relation to a mitzvah, a person does not have to keep the thoughts, even the deciding thoughts that he had about himself. And even moitzah svasa, that means even if he said he's going to do something for himself, it's also not binding. Next, someone tells his friend, I'm going to give you a small present. let's say $10, 100, be $100 today. Point is that it's not a very large sum. We're not a very large present. So this guy relied that he's for sure going to give it because it was a small amount. And therefore, if the person retracts now, that's also included in the Chusrei Amana. However, a very large present, there's no lacking of Chesed and Amana. Why? Because this guy really didn't rely on your statement. Now, this could be tricky. Guy says, if I win the lottery, I'm going to give you $1 million. Probably not, it doesn't mean it. But it's a little bit tricky. Why? Because the Kitzur goes on to say, when a person says that he's going to give something, it really should be bedas gemura. Meaning to say, let's say a guy says, I'm going to give you $1 million. Now, he doesn't have to actually keep the word. Why is that? Because the guy didn't rely on him. But when he's saying that statement alone, there's a restriction that he should not say something that his mind is not to do. And the reason that why is because this is based on the concept of echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. And that's an issur min ha-Torah, he says, hafla v'fela, based on the pasuk, eifas tzedek v'hin tzedek yiyeh lachem. Now, hin tzedek is a measurement. And eifah is also a measurement. And really, hin is a measurement that's included already in eifah. So why would you say, proportionally, once you said eifah, that even an eifah, a measurement of an eifah, you said you're going to give that, say, someone, and now you're giving him a little bit less. So you're not keeping your word. So hin, which is a smaller measurement, certainly proportionally is a greater gravity of not giving. So Chazal say, you know why it says hin? To teach me, because hin, hin, also could be read as hin. So the pasuk says eifas tzedek v'hin tzedek. We could read it hin. That means your hin on the lav should be tzedek, should be honest. So therefore, that's why whatever you're saying, you should really keep your word. It's not binding in a situation where it's a very large present. However, this is only true when it comes to a wealthy person that you're speaking to. If you tell a person, an ani, a poor person, whether it's a large present or a small present, it makes no difference. He cannot be chayzer min hadin. Why is that? Because now it becomes like a neder. And even if he was just goyim b'li b'litam, which means he just decided in his heart, he has to fulfill his Torah. Now, this is a major chiddush. It's actually a remark, if I'm not mistaken. It's based on Shulas Binyan Ze'ev, that a person who's deciding to give tzedakah to aniyim, and he decided on a price, and he decided this is what he's doing, he should keep his word. It's mashma, I think, from the Chabad. He doesn't agree with that. And there are mekilim, but that's what the Ramah paskin, that's what the Kitzur is paskining here. If someone wants to sell karka, wants to sell a house, two people show up and they both want to buy. I remember this experience I once had myself. I was about to buy a house, and then someone came to me and told me, I'm a bar mitzvah. My first real introduction to an experience of bar mitzvah. So what does that basically mean? It means the following. If each person is saying, I want to pay for the price that the house is being sold for, so if none of them are called the Baal Mitzvah means that he is right there, right? He has his boundary up to this house that's being sold. There's an obvious benefit when you have your house, when you have two lots that are next to each other versus when they're in different spots, even if it's different spots on the same block. So therefore, as we'll see, that makes a difference if it's the same block. But Baal Mitzvah is the strongest claimer, as we're going to see. So if they're not, neither one is a Baal Mitzvah, so then we go with the following, say the order of things. Who gets preference? So it goes like this. If one of them is is from the same city, so then that person comes first. If they're both in the same city, but one is a neighbor, so his neighbor comes first. If the second one is a friend, and he's basically a friend, he's Rogel means that he's a friend that he's used to and he's commonly connected with. And his neighbor is not Rogel. What does that mean? There's nothing to do with his neighbor. So again, one guy is your friend, and you're commonly in touch with him. And Shcheino is not Rogel. The neighbor is not really, it doesn't have anything to do with you. An interesting psak here, your friend comes first. If a person had one person who's coming to him as his friend, and the other person is a relative. Interesting chiddush. Your friend comes first. This is based on a pasuk in Mishlei. Toiv shachin korov me'ach rochik. Toiv shachin korov. So what does that mean? We're talking about a neighbor that is your friend. He comes before your brother. It's a little bit confusing. On the one hand, we're saying your friend comes before your relative. The quotation is based on a pasuk that speaks about a shachin, and seems to be a neighbor. But as you, if you look in the Ramah basically paskins that the pshat is like this. When it says shachin, it means a close neighbor. It means a friend. A person just has a neighbor, so then his relative comes first. So bottom line, if you have a friend that's close to you, he is going to come before a relative. Now, any other person, the korov does has precedence, has preference. The only exception is a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham comes before a shachin, before a neighbor, and also a friend that he's commonly used to, that he's close with. Now, up until now, these are all cases where there's a chiddush. Rashi says in Bava Metzia that these are recommendations. What does that mean? They're not enforceable. The exception of where it's enforceable is again by a Baal Mitzvah. And that's what the Kitzur goes on to say. If one of them is a Baal Mitzvah, he comes before everyone, even a Talmud Chacham. And even after the guy the guy sold it to someone else, the Baal Mitzvah could give money to the buyer and remove him. And even if the buyer is a Talmud Chacham. Even if the buyer is a Talmud Chacham and he's a Shachan and he's close to the Meicher, and a mitzvah, the bar mitzvah is anam oretz, he's distant from the seller. Nevertheless, the mitzvah comes first and he removes the lekech. And all this is based on v'asisa yashav atol b'nei Hashem lekecha, you do what's right, and when you do what's right, you don't lose. And we're starting Siman Samech Gimel. You're not allowed to hoin the b'dvorim v'lignos da'asabuyas. What does that mean? Just like the kids who teaches us, there's a no, that means mistreating, as we learned when it comes to business, fraud, etc., deceit. So too, when it comes to words. And I recently said, in Judaism, we say words are much more powerful. And as the kids goes on to explain, the Torah says, that means mistreating someone with words is worse than money. Why is that? Because money can be returned. Words cannot be returned. And one, zema moinu is a begufoy. It comes to another dwelling, it's harming a person's body and it can have damaging effect if you ask any therapist today. And someone that is tzoyek, that screams about noise dvorim, nanamiya, I think in this week's parsha actually, v'tzoyek lizo b'yoysev unas ishtoy. And the most, we have to be so careful when it comes to unas ishtoy, when it comes to mistreating and saying words that can be harmful to one's wife, not to pain her with words. Why? Because a woman is soft by nature. And a small little pain will cause it to cry. And Hashem is very machmed and demois. And tears, shari demois lo nino, which means that her prayers are going to be quickly coming through. And Hashem accepts them. Chas Hashem to be a damaging effect.